Hey, listeners, it's James Parker. Can you keep a secret? The next episode of Daughters of DC is up next. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Einhorn's Epic Productions and iHeartRadio present Daughters of DC.
What do you need?
Information.
What kind of information?
A record of your confidants and what they may reveal when pressed.
It's no secret that in Washington, D.C., corruption is everywhere. You could say it's gone viral. That's why my friends and I decided to take on the system from the inside. I'm James.
I'm Peyton.
I'm Celia.
I'm Natalie.
And we're the Daughters of D.C. So, breaking an entering? Way harder in real life than in video games. Also, way more fun. I just wished it ended with us actually discovering who else Tanner hurt. It's like the whole system was designed to keep Tanner and jerks like him on top. Of course, that's why coders like me exist, right? To create better systems. Or, well, to try anyway.
No worries, man.
All right, settle down, folks. This is a classroom, not a social club. Now, history is coming alive today, and not just in class. I'm sure you've all heard the news by now that our very own Tanner Reed's father has been shortlisted for a seat on the Supreme Court. Tanner, how's it feel?
Pretty great, Mr. Dugan.
The shortlist isn't a nomination.
And it looks like Miss Rosenberg has an opinion to add. What a refreshing change of pace.
It's absurd to treat this as a congratulatory thing, especially considering his track record when it comes to women's rights.
Oh, God.
And furthermore, he has a notorious history lobbying for extended sentences on petty crimes, not to mention a vertiginous record of decisions against the African-American community.
You can't just make stuff up.
Sorry? Do you not know what vertiginous means?
Do you?
Listen, dick brain.
Whoa, Mr. Dugan, did you
hear
that?
All right, all right. I think that's enough passionate discourse to last us a full class. Turn to page.
I'm afraid we won't be doing that, sir.
Please sit down, Natalie.
We are done delivering ourselves into the hands of abusive men.
We won't be accomplices to the perpetuation of a racist
and
oppressive patriarchy.
Thank you, George. This is a walkout.
What?
The DuPont Theater Department will not passively sit back to listen to your version of history when the time is ours to make our own.
You don't represent the theater department, Natalie.
Viva la revolution!
That's enough.
We the people are putting toxic, oppressive masculinity on trial for crimes against human decency. Court is now in session.
I'm in.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jose, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Are you guys seeing this?
No. What's going on, Celia?
The theater geeks are staging a mock trial on the football field. Everyone's walking out of class. Look outside.
Oh my gosh! Natalie's really out there!
You stand accused of infiltrating American life on every conceivable level.
Field.
From the high school team captain
who
won't take no for an answer at a house party,
come on,
all the way
people.
Up to George, the halls of the Supreme Court itself. Toxic masculinity, we find you guilty on all counts.
Get him, Natalie! I've always been jealous of Natalie's ability to stand up and tell her truth, no matter what. Because when you speak your mind, other people speak theirs right back. Like on Twitter. Natalie's protest got picked up by the news, and now the trolls are swarming. I'd be freaking out, but Natalie's all, "Bring it on, bros."
Listen to this one. Ugly rich crybaby, angry at all men. What a shock. Okay. First off, I'm not rich. And second, you're damn right, I'm angry. probably not hot enough to get a date herself, so she has to take it out on the rest of us. Sad. Definitely loses points on originality. Okay. I can get a date whenever and wherever I want. Not that that matters. Confidence is sexy, baby. Ooh, this one is good. I'm so tired of this endless war on men. Stop blaming other people for your problems. Oh, here is the best part. Oh, and by the way, I'm a woman. What possible difference does it make that you're a woman, idiot? Internalized misogyny is still misogyny. The more you know.
Although even she can hit a breaking point. Anyone can get overwhelmed when it just keeps coming. And coming. It's enough to drive you crazy.
Which is why you prefer to fight your battles in an anonymous chat room.
It's safer, but I hate how powerless these guys make me feel.
Powerless? Natalie may be able to stand up to her trolls, but you can shut them down.
What?
You know that data mining algorithm you've been toying with?
Yeah.
What would happen if you used it as a patch-in? Let's say you wanted it to automatically retweet a message?
I guess it would retweet it infinitely.
And if you created an open network of people endlessly retweeting each other?
I guess it would crash the system. Whoa, I could do that?
You have power, baby hacker, if you choose to wield it.
If I can't build a better system, at least I could destroy the old one, temporarily.
Corrupt systems often need the cleansing power of fire.
Shut down all of Twitter, just for a little while.
A few hours, perhaps.
Yeah, give Natalie a break. And distract the trolls until they find something else to rant about. Like an all-female reboot of Inglourious Basterds.
Well...
okay. So now what?
Just sit back and enjoy.
Oh my god. It's really happening. Oh my god, 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 oh my god. Oh my god.
Hey, DODC fans, stay tuned. More Daughters of DC is up next. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
What's up, Daughters of DC fans? Want to be a real DODC insider? Follow us on Instagram at Daughters of DC Official to get exclusive DODC news, updates, and content before everybody else.
Thank you for calling the Sexual Assault Hotline. My name's Ellen, and I'm really glad you're reaching out. How can I help?
I don't know if this is the right number to be calling, or... I don't have to tell you my name, do I?
Not if you don't want to. This is an anonymous and confidential resource.
Okay. I was at a party, and something happened. I'm not sure it even was an assault, to be honest. It didn't get very far.
Assault doesn't just have to mean a full-on attack. No one has the right to violate you, physically or emotionally.
Right.
We don't have to get into the details if you're uncomfortable talking about them.
Well, he's someone I grew up with.
I'm listening.
Peyton? Who are you talking to,
man? No one!
Dinner's on the table.
I've gotta go.
Please call back anytime, day or night. There's always someone here to talk to.
Coming, Mama!
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this food. Feed our souls on the bread of life. And help us do our part in kind words and loving deeds. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
How's school going, sweetheart?
Okay, Daddy.
Just okay?
She's sulky.
What's wrong, darling?
Nothing, Daddy.
I bet I know what this is about.
You do?
Are you and Tanner having troubles?
No, Daddy.
Touchy subject, I guess. You know, I like that boy.
May I be excused?
No, you may not.
Daddy, may I be excused?
Well, if you're feeling poorly, you should probably lie down.
Buck.
Yes, I'm feeling poorly.
All right, then. Get. We'll wrap your plate up. What? You know how teenagers are.
They really aren't. Thank you very much, Mr.
Aren't you two forgetting something?
Oh, you build in.
Officials for Twitter are blaming a security breach for the outage, which kept the site down for almost 2 hours today.
Chaos hit the web today as Twitter completely and utterly shut down for nearly 2 hours. Who is to blame? Where can we go for answers? Is nowhere safe? I'll have that and more tonight on The Blame Game with me, Patricia Withers.
Hello?
Congressman Rosenberg, this is Crawford Reed calling.
Uh-huh. How can I help you, Judge?
Well, your daughter, Natalie, embarrassed my son in school today. And it wasn't the first time.
I heard about that. It sounded to me like she engaged in peaceful disobedience.
More like shameful behavior. And deliberate effort to drag my and my boy's name through the mud.
Is that so?
We're owed an apology. Don't cross me. Congressman.
Natalie, can I talk to you?
Why did I do this time, Dad?
I just got off the phone with Crawford Reed. He threatened to slap me with a libel suit unless I put a muzzle on you.
What did you say?
I told him if he thinks he can get a muzzle on you, he's free to give it a try, but he should expect to get his fingers bitten off.
That's not funny. So are you going to punish me?
Punish you? Are you kidding? I'm proud of you. That guy needs as many thorns in his ass as we can give him. I just came up to tell you to keep up the good work.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
All right, then. How's the studying coming, by the way?
Fine.
I don't see any books open.
I'm thinking.
I know it's not easy, Natalie. And the dyslexia makes it harder. But this year is crucial for your college applications. And after that great SAT score...
Dad, chill.
All right. I'm chill.
Good evening, Natalie.
Who is this?
A fellow justice seeker.
You know what? Sorry, I'm done dealing with trolls for the day. Adios, creepo.
Oh, I wouldn't dare attack a crusader like yourself. I, too, seek to destroy the system.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I did want to warn you, though, that if you're going to try and lead a movement, then you better make sure there are no skeletons in your closet.
I don't have any skeletons in my closet.
Is that so? Perhaps a little evening reading is in order.
What's this?
You should ask your father.
Wait, who are you again?
Oh, Marsha, can you run back inside? I forgot this evening's security brief, and I want to see if the committee believes the Twitter breach was the Russians again.
Speaker Parker, a minute of your time.
Judge Reed, I was just leaving for the night, but... feel free to call my office in the morning.
I'll get right to the point. I'd like to attend your son's botillion party.
And why would you want to do that?
Well, I think it's important to celebrate a young man's arrival in society.
Huh. Tell me, Judge, what's my son's name?
I'm afraid you've caught me there.
So I have.
Somehow, the impression's gotten out that I am not a friend to the black community. And I'd like to amend that.
So you'll make a cameo appearance amongst us black folk.
That's a crude way of putting it. I know we don't see eye to eye on many things, but I'd like to be friends. Tell me, Speaker, in your wildest dreams, what might a Supreme Court justice be able to do for you?
Is this a bribe, Judge?
A favor, madam.
Onyx disables the Lion Key, and another back door comes crashing down. Onyx for the win. What's wrong? Not in the mood to play tonight?
Sorry, I'm a little distracted.
What's up?
I'm kind of dealing with something.
Want to talk about it?
Yes, but I can't.
Why not? I had fun trading secrets with you the other day. Or maybe I can help.
All right. There's this guy, and he did something bad to my friend. And we know he's done this bad thing to other people, only we can't prove it. I need documentation.
Okay, well, is this the sort of thing he might brag to friends about?
Yes.
You could hack his phone, if he really deserves that kind of...
He deserves it.
Oof, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, how would I get into his phone?
Well, theoretically, install spyware.
Right. I need someone really good at finding back doors.
Well, you don't have to beg. I'm right here. But are we really doing this?
We have power, Onyx. It's up to us to wield it.
Okay. I'm in. Onyx races forward, securing the gate. He deploys a Class 2 flash bomb.
Creating just enough of a diversion for Storm Alloy to rewire the relay matrix.
Malware alert's been activated. It's sending a counterattack. Hurry, Storm.
That's all the time I needed. Installation complete. Let's get out of here, Onyx.
You don't need to tell me twice.
It's honestly a little scary how easy that was. We can see into his phone.
Let's see what we get. Okay, wow. A lot of app shots.
What is that giant thing?
Dang, there's already spyware operating here. Okay, the data is being funneled to an IP address that belongs to one Crawford Reed.
His own dad spying on him? Why would he do that?
So the guy's Tanner Reed?
Do you know who Tanner Reed is?
I do. As it appears, do you?
Who are you?
That's not a secret I'm ready to tell. But I have another one I'll share.
What is it?
I know who you are. James Parker.
What?
Sorry, but I gotta go now. Till our next adventure.
Hey! Hey, wait! Oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god.
James? Hey, James. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
We've been trying to get in touch with you all morning.
Sorry, I had a really late night last night. I guess I overslept. What's going on?
Celia and I are outside the headmaster's office right now. We're about to be expelled.
What? Why?
Someone sent him a video of us breaking into his office.
No. I erased the security footage, Locksmith, with your instructions.
You did?
Then how did it get out? Who would even have known to look for it?
You haven't been divulging secrets to any other hacker compatriots lately? Because I did tell you. Trust no one.
Oh, God.
Einhorn's Epic Productions and iHeartRadio present Daughters of DC. Created and executive produced by Heather Einhorn and Adam Staffaroni. Head writer, Sasha Stewart. Senior writer, Lewis Kornfeld. Writers, Tyler English Beckwith, Charu Sinha, and Adam Staffaroni. Directed by J.B. Blanc. Executive produced by iHeartRadio. Produced by Arup Senakaila. Kimberly Woods as James Parker. Melissa Vanderscape as Peyton Blackburn. Talia Romina as Natalie Rosenberg. Suzy Young as Celia Liu. With performances by O.G. Banks, Kay Bess, Vic Chow, Feodor Chen, Darren DePaul, Paul Guyette, Yuri Lowenthal, Brandon Middleton, Stephanie Shea, Richard Tatum, Jeannie Tirado, Andia Winslow, Marshall York, with Francesca Ramsey and J.B. Blanc. Development Executive Greg Lockhart. Production Manager Gail Artino. Production Coordinator and Script Supervisor Laura Martin. Creative Direction and Design by Ryan McCann. Key Art Illustrated by Heather Danforth. Record and Edit, Coleman Sound. Recording Engineer, Diana David. Additional Recordings, Claudio Santos. Additional Recordings, Michael Schneider. Sound Supervision, Christian Dwiggins. Sound Designers, R.D. White and Josh Melody. Original Music, Josh Melody. Additional Music from Jingle Punks. Consultant, Kelsey Frazier, MSW. Culture Consultants, Logan Davis, Casey Davis, and Davis Family. Special thank you to The Shadow Unicorn. Einhorn's Epic Productions and iHeartRadio present Daughters of DC.
Hey there, this is Natalie Rosenberg. Yeah, that Natalie Rosenberg. We all know that taking a stand and speaking up has never been more important. Looking for ways to become more informed and take action? Head to daughtersofdc.com for resources to get started. Listen to Daughters of DC on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.